KFAS, WEAP.
Sorry, my radio shifted off frequency for a moment. I was in scan mode. Say again.
WAP.
Is that you, Wayne? I think that was Wayne. You were very noisy.
I'll get better. I'm heading towards the city right now.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. You going to the ticket?
Hey, you coming down?
No, heading towards the airport. I'm going to East Coast for the week for a mini vacation.
It's someplace fun. Where are you going?
Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Rhode Island.
We did it on a road trip once. That was kind of fun. We didn't do Cape Cod, but we did, I can't believe how long ago it was. It was our honeymoon. So I'm talking 45 years ago. We drove to Canada, then came down to New Hampshire, crossed to Maine, crossed down to Boston. That was a nice trip.
Yeah, well, I've never done it, so maybe I can look forward to it. She likes to plan all these trips, and I'm not good at this. You know, and I always have a chip on my shoulder when I go and do them. And then when I do them, I'm glad I did them. So I just keep my mouth quiet and smile. And it always ends up good.
Okay. Now your signal's getting better. I realized you're not who I thought it was talking to you. It's Wally, obviously. I thought it was Wayne.
Nope. That's Victor Delta. So I don't know. I didn't get invited to any high-end politician dinners, so I'm still waiting for that. I have to check my phone.
What, are you going down to Washington?
No, I was being funny about some of the high-end rich lips that live on Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, yeah, it's a popular place for certain persuasions. If you get over to Rhode Island, that's really nice, especially on the water, Newport. If you're into sailing, which we are, we're there, lots of fun.
Okay, now it's got to be your signal that's getting crummy. Might have to change frequencies because I've got all the bars, I'm almost to the hood, and I'm using M1.
I'm right in the neighborhood near breakfast. It shouldn't be noisy at all. And I actually am back monitoring myself and it sounds fine. I don't know what's going on. You might be getting some interference.
Oh, that time was really good. Okay. Might have just been a little low spot. Yeah, I'm using KC8 LPSs. I didn't have that in my home zone. I don't know how I screwed that up. So, all right. I'll tell everyone we said hi. I'll throw a few pictures on Discord.
All right, very good. I hope somebody shows up for breakfast. I haven't heard anybody. All right, catch you later. Have a great time. Safe. assume you're going to be gone for at least a week. AAVAP.
Yeah, Saturday afternoon is the flight following week. All right, later. WADD. Bye. Hey, hey. So which route you taking? You going south and around, or you going through Canada? We're going Delta Airlines, Boston. Oh, that's right. People do fly. I forgot about that. Yep, I'm going with my work partner, and they don't travel well in cars. Wait, I thought it was you and Marion, or is it a double date, so to speak? It's a double date. So, hey, you want to know good news? We've been married 1 year today, so my wife is off probation. Better watch it, mister. Well, you guys have fun. That sounds like a good time. So, here's Phil. He's just pulling in, so got some stuff I got to hand off to him, and then we're going to get inside. You guys have fun, and we'll talk to you. I don't know if you brought anything radio-wise. Probably not, but well, we'll talk to you. W8FU, after yours. All right. Take care. You guys be good. Have fun. Enjoy breakfast. I'll post a few pictures. WAVD.
All right. Have fun. AVPR. KE4ZYQ. Mr. Sean is at the Cozy Cabin breakfast. Is those going to breakfast this morning with ham radio guys? Is that the Cozy Cabin? KE4ZYQ.
It's affirmative, Joe. Cozy Cabin, 12 in DeQuinder. KF8PW.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I just wanted you, whoever, it doesn't matter who, please tell everybody I said hello. I can't make it one of these days. Might have to be next summer the way I'm going. One of these days I got to make it there, get up early enough and get able to get there. But have a good one. Tell everybody hello. KE4ZYQ, 73.
Yeah, I see.
Good morning, Jack. KMBCWF.
Morning, Brian. Are you there? I'm here at 18 Mile in DeQuinder.
No, I'm at work today.
That's good. I like that. Like that little green stuff.
Well, I gotta work the extra hours just so I can see a little bit of it. Otherwise, it all goes to Bill.
Bill, they keep it growing. The interest is ridiculous out there.
Yeah, well, I remember when I was a young man, I used to make 4% on my savings. Now, doesn't even pay to have a savings account. But I still try and keep some money in the bank just for emergencies.
Believe me, that's the same thing here. That's all it is. Keep the money for the emergency and that's it. Nothing else extra.
Yeah, well, it seems to be relatively busy around here today. Hopefully they bring me some work so I can keep myself occupied. Otherwise,
oh, they ain't not gonna bring you nothing. They want you to play with the radio all day. And how you get, that's how you get paid.
Yeah, well, I got a new radio in the mail yesterday. And now I gotta play with it. See if I can get it programmed up just the way I want.
good. That's enjoyable. That's what I call enjoyable. Enjoy your day. Well, good to hear you out of there, Brian. We'll talk again. KFA DRC. On the way to breakfast.
All right, Jack. Let everybody know that I said hello. KFA DWF.
WDAKLL N1KRD, how are you doing this morning?
N1KRD, Nick, how are you doing today? WDAKLL.
Yeah, not bad. Just dropped off my kids at my grandparents' house and about to head out to Grand Rapids for a wedding, so yeah, it should be a nice weekend.
Oh, there you go, for sure. Yeah, good drive over there today. Beautiful day. Good for you. I hope you enjoy that, for sure.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Should be a nice little break from things. And, yeah, you got any plans for the weekend?
Oh, we just, we do not have any plans. We're just sticking around the house and, doing some chores around here, but other than that, just hanging around.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. I do got plenty of chores to do around the house, too, so it's hard to get away from that, but as always, next weekend or next week, we'll figure it out.
That's what I always say. There's always next week I'll get on that deck project. That's what happens when you're retired, though. You know, you can procrastinate like that.
Yeah, it'll be a little while before I get that luxury, but yeah, I still find a way to procrastinate some of the stuff. As long as the essentials get done, that's all that matters.
Yep, you got that right. I used to never think organization was a thing until I got retired, and I'm like, oh. Now I gotta organize all this stuff.
Yeah, you're gonna end up clearing out a lot of stuff you don't end up using, and that's all good though. Yeah, make your house how you like it and enjoy. That's what you gotta do.
Yeah, Roger that. So, what are you doing on the radio front these days? You still got the same, what is it, VG something unit?
Yeah, still running the VGC N7500 here in the mobile. I picked up a base antenna, Comet GP3 or something. Like a 6-foot, you know, dual band antenna put up on top of the house, and haven't got around to putting that up yet. So mostly just on the radio in the car, and I might be listening at home, but haven't been getting on too much. And then I had taken a break from satellites for a little while, and I just started doing that again a little bit too, so yeah, just playing around a little bit here and there, but
I should get that antenna up on the roof before it starts getting too cold out here.
Roger, roger on that one for sure. So, just trying to think what I was going to ask you. On the base antenna there, is that a, you said it was a Comet dual bander?
Yep, yep. Comet GP3, I think it is. Yeah, it's like, it's roughly like 6 feet. And I haven't quite exactly figured out how I'm going to mount it yet either. Yeah, I don't know. I got to look into that a little bit, but should be able to get it up on the top of my roof. Should be a good way to get out. I just got to probably run the coax up, figure out how much I need for that actually to get down to the basement where my kind of office or shack is.
Okay, yeah, I'm running the Diamond X50, I think it is, X50A or something like that, but I love it. It's worked flawlessly for me. It's next to my chimney on a pole, you know, at the peak of my house, basically, and it's probably up there 35 feet or so, but it does a fantastic job.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's sounding good. You've been playing around on HF at all?
Oh man, yes. The band's 10 meter. 10 meter was open yesterday and a little bit this morning, but 10 meter was going crazy yesterday. I got all kinds of stations, EX stations yesterday.
Okay, yeah, that's good. I think it dies out somewhat in the summertime, but yeah, now that we're getting into the fall, yeah, it should be opening up more. I gotta get out there too. Still gotta take my test in my general, but I can always play around on 10 meters, so that's got the, what is it, pack antenna, just like a N-Fed half-wave wired, throw up in a little portable situation. I messed around at a park when I went camping in Indiana in the summer. It wasn't the greatest condition, but yeah, I got to get back out there with that.
Well, that's what I'm using, is an N-Fed half-wave. It's made by PAR. And I picked it up off of DX Engineering. I think it's got a 49-to-1 Balum. I bought a telescoping fiberglass pole, and it's up about 35 feet. And I'm running it to a tree in my backyard 74 feet away. And I got a pulley system where I've tied the end of the wire to a paracord and ran it through a pulley. And on the other side of the pulley is a weight, a counterweight, so it just pulls enough tension on the wire to keep it up, and you know, if it gets ice or whatever, it can move a little bit. But that thing's been working great for me. Like I said, I got Italy yesterday, and Spain, and Brazil, and I even got Japan. That was the first time I've got Japan on HF. And I think that's my furthest. No, Australia was my furthest. WDAKLL for ID.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Yeah, that's no line. That band must have been open good yesterday. I'm wondering, did you, when you caught Japan, what time of day was it? Was that like sunset, like gray line type of situation there, or when did you work them?
It was like in the afternoon yesterday, like 4 or 5 o'clock, if I remember right.
Cool. Well, very good. Well, hey, I'm almost home here. I gotta make one quick stop and then gather my things and get my wife and head on our way. But good chatting with you, Greg, and we'll catch you next time. So WDAKLLN1KRD73.
Okay, Nick, have a safe travel over to Grand Rapids. Hope you enjoy yourself today and that wedding. Good chatting with you, and we'll chat again. WDAKLL, I'll be clear.
WDAKLL, KFADRC.
What's going on, Jack? KFADRJ. How's it going?
Very good. How about you?
Call sign Doppelganger down in Allen Park. Roger.
Oh, down in Allen Park. I'm glad to hear you out here. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I heard you on the reflector. I don't think it was yesterday morning. I don't remember now which one it was, but I heard you on the East Coast reflector. And of course, you can't say hi because it's directed. So I figured next time I heard you in Detroit, I'd say hello.
Anytime. I always be on the reflector. Every day after 8 o'clock, that's the time I have another friend. They go after, you know, go one after another one, that's why. But we're always there. But Friday I wasn't out there. Before Friday I was out there, yes.
Okay, so you were either there for the electric razor versus the blade, or what was the day before? Something about tires. Which one were you a part of?
I like that laser stuff. It was too many people speaking. It was a different routes and different everything. But I didn't like that. That's why I didn't go on Friday. But I was did you have an umbrella. I don't know if you remember that in your car or not.
Yeah, I do remember that one, actually. I don't think I got in on that one that day, but some of those questions, you wonder where they come from. And then that one hit me, and I said, wait a minute, I don't have an umbrella in my car. There's six of them in the house, so I probably should put one of them in the car. You know, sometimes the questions make you think. But when you're checking in on the ETR, do you use the text line? I think, no, you use the radio to get in, right?
I have a TYP 9600, and that's what I use.
Yep, copy that. Yeah, sometimes I wonder how the screener, what is it, logger, Vicky? I don't know how she extracts all those call signs, because sometimes it is such a car crash, it's crazy. I always use the text line, actually. It's some 716 number. You just type in your call sign and nothing else, and then whoop, all of a sudden your number shows up on the log. It's pretty cool, and you never have to worry about getting in a crash.
But I haven't used it in a long time because I can get in on my radio. I would get in on my radio, and that's what I like, you know, because everybody can hear you out there when you're on the radio. Not like, you know, you're going from text line and just one to them, and that's it. I don't know. I like it that way, though. But anyhow, it was really not bad at all. You know, he can get in. Because what I heard I'm on a high hill there in the Rochester Hills. So they said about 100 feet higher. So I don't know. Maybe that is a good thing. Well, it is a good thing because I'm way higher from everybody else.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that would have something to do with it. Joe, what is he, KU4 YGQ? He was he tried to use the radio, I think it was yesterday, to check in. He said for 45 minutes, and he couldn't get in. And right toward the end of the net, he got in. I only heard him twice. So, I mean, I don't know why I wasn't hearing him. But, yeah, some people have difficulty with it. And obviously you don't, so that's perfect. Gotta go with what works, right?
It happened to me a couple of times. See, the repeater is way in the Renaissance. So sometimes the instruction of the repeater is it's different from Motorola and all the other ones. It really is, you know. I mean, I speak to a couple of people. He said, sometime it's going to be off because they did a different thing. He said, but the best thing to do if you want to get on the GM, just use your All-Star. And there's no way it's going to affect anything.
Yep, that's true. I'm still kind of wishing one of these days, one of these Detroit area repeaters would go full-time. There's one down in Toledo that I can hit now and then, but, you know, usually if it's one of the directed nets that GM is carrying, then I can just do that. But, you know, who knows? Maybe one day.
Well, I heard a few people from Toledo, Ohio, and I always hear, you know, I have a friend. He lives about 30 miles from Cleveland, and every night I'm with him on the repeater they got out there. They just put another one. It's 675, but it's a different P&L.
Yeah, if you're talking about the one in Oregon, Ohio, that one is, I think, 147-345 with a 107.2 PL. And it's 60 miles away from my house. Actually, if you're hitting Toledo, I'd be really surprised. Can you hit that one just with your radio?
Sometime I do. And they just put another one, 147-360. He just was telling me that, too. And that repeater says it's so powerful. And I heard it. I put it on my radio, and I heard that repeater a couple of days ago. And that's ham radio. I mean, that's a ham repeater. Sorry about that, but that is a ham repeater they put in. The PL is 114.8.
Oh, my gosh, I learned something today. I'm writing this down. Because, yeah, the Oregon is sketchy for me. Some, if conditions are good, I can get it. Other times it just fades right away, but... He said 147.360 PL 114.8, and that one is actually in Toledo proper. Is that what you're saying?
You know, I don't know if it's in Toledo or it's all the way to Cleveland, because he said he was in Cleveland, so that's what he told me. But I don't know exactly. I haven't checked what that repeater is. But that's his powerful repeater, and I heard it a couple of days ago with people talking on it. But I couldn't talk because, you know what, when I set up that radio, the 9600, by computer, I didn't set it up by hand. So what I put in to that by hand, it brought the you know, the connection all the way here.
Well, that's pretty cool, Jack. I'm going to have to check that one out. I'd be very surprised if I was able to hit Cleveland, unless their antenna's on a mountain. But yeah, I'll give that a check this afternoon and see if I can find it. Problem is with these repeaters, you know, I don't know how often you'd have to check the repeater logbook to stay abreast of all the new stuff and what's going on. But yeah, I didn't know anything about that one, so I'm glad to hear that. I'll check it out.
To be honest with you, I went on that book repeater as soon as he told me, I couldn't find it. But you know what? When I programmed it, and there was people talking on it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. The changes happen, and you don't even know. There's another one in Saline. If you look on the ECR's website, there's a list of them. And I've talked to the guy that runs it, Dan, and it's apparently a super low antenna, and I can't even hit that one at all, even though it's closer to me than Toledo is. But anyway, I'm going to do some watching and see what I can pick up on that one. So thanks for the info, Jack. I'm going to take off. I'm in the kitchen today, and I'm making pasta. I'm making pancakes. I'm doing all kinds of it's kitchen Saturdays today. So, hey, enjoy the rest of your day, Jack. Good talking to you again. I'm going to be listening. KFA-DRJ.
Okay, good talking to you. We'll talk again anytime you like, no problem at all. And really, check it out. You should be surprised. You'll be surprised. You will reach that repeater. Because I, like I said, I reached it and everything else, but I couldn't get out. So because then I got to put that radio on the computer and program it. But that's what it is. All right, good talking to you. Take care. KFA-DRC.
7-8-W-A-B. W-A-W. You out there, Sean? K-E-8-W-O-J.
R-U-H.
WACIJ.
This is double U8CMC repeater. Double U8CMC repeater. The time is 5:17 p.m.
KFAEAP listening.